Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Friday, December 2nd, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. Today, we take a look at the White House. President Joe Biden signed a bill from Congress to enable the government to meet some of the demands of railway workers, thereby putting an end to a threatened strike, which would cripple the American economy in these times. We'll join the White House and President Joe Biden's signing of the agreement presented by Congress.
Thank you.
And that was from the White House, President Joe Biden, signing Congressional Joint Resolution 100, which, as he said, would avert the threatened railway strike, which could have a disastrous effect on the economy. President Biden also cited some figures noting that the economy is on the rise and things are looking positive based on figures that his administration has gathered regarding the increase in employment and the low rates of unemployment, which he states are higher than any other administration. And he also predicts that jobs will increase based on a favorable climate for business to hire workers and to increase products made in America. In Atlanta, the founder of the Black Women's Expo, Mary Green, sends a word out the upcoming Black Women's Expo to be featured in Atlanta is an event that offers business owners a chance to showcase their products, reach a market, and enjoy some entertainment. Mary Green sends this word out to those who are looking to participate in the upcoming Black Women's Expo. She says, "Dear BWE family, I hope that everyone had an enjoyable Thanksgiving break. I took a little downtime, but Atlanta stayed heavy on mine. Quite a bit has happened since we last connected, so allow me to loop you in. We are kicking off the Atlanta show with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and our first-ever Bagels and Bosses brunch. The room will be filled with boss ladies from every arena. There will be some serious networking going on and a panel discussion featuring some of ATL's finest entrepreneurs who put the B in boss. Once we're done brunching, it will be time to hit the exhibit floor where there will be hundreds of vendors, powerful seminars, health screening, hair and fashion shows, celebrity speakers, and live entertainment to boot. Have you secured your free tickets yet? Hurry and click right on the site, and the deadline is December 6th. Be sure to scroll down on the site for more information about BWE's next Atlanta. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Warmly submitted, Mary Green, creator and executive producer of Black Women's Expo." And the Black Women's Expo will be held December 17th and 18th, 2022 at the Georgia International Convention Center. For more details, go to BWENEXT.com. And you can follow the Black Women's Expo on Instagram at BWENEXT. And you can go to the site and reserve your complimentary tickets by clicking there on the site. This is an event that brings together so many entrepreneurs and vendors and consumers who are looking for some unique gifts as well as an opportunity to patronize those who are patronizing the Black Women's Expo. And in addition to the entertainment and fashion events, the Black Women's Expo is also an opportunity to circulate dollars and improve the economy, as well as give those business owners who perhaps are looking for additional exposure and promotions a chance to meet new clients. It's always a great opportunity for people to, in one day or 2 days of the event, meet thousands of consumers and to market their companies. And that's the Black Women's Expo coming up in Atlanta the 17th and 18th of December. In Chicago, mayoral candidate Dr. Willie Wilson has issued a statement to the press regarding campaign contributions being tied to city contractors and lobbyists. Dr. Wilson has called for campaign financing reform to prevent those who may have a vested interest in doing business with the city from contributing to the campaigns of elected officials, which could be seen as a form of bribery. So in his statement, Dr. Wilson calls on current Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to donate the $53,000 she received, and he calls those contributions questionable and urges the Chicago Board of Ethics to ban lobbyists who violate ethics rules from doing business with the city. The press statement states that a Chicago Sun-Times report revealed that Mayor Lightfoot has accepted more than $53,000 in 39 individual campaign contributions from 14 companies owned by Mr. Carmen Rossi, a registered city lobbyist. Dr. Wilson states, "On my first day in office, I will issue an executive order banning lobbyists and their companies from making these kinds of contributions. Clearly, the special interests run City Hall, and this is why our neighborhoods are suffering from crime and disinvestment. I am requesting that the Chicago Board of Ethics make it clear that the contributions from Mr. Rossi's company to the mayor are a direct violation of the executive order and the spirit of the law. What is clear, city contractors and their affiliates are limited to $1,500 per year to the mayor and other city officials. Mr. Rossi's company, Chicago Parking Solutions, a city contractor, contributed $2,500 to the mayor this year. That exceeds the $1,500 limit. This type of unethical behavior is unacceptable. It reflects a pattern of the mayor seeking to exploit loopholes in the campaign finance laws. I recently called on the Inspector General to investigate whether the 77 committee has coordinated with the mayor and or her staff. Also, the contributions coming from city contractors and those seeking to do business with the city. Our citizens deserve good, honest, and ethical government. I will clean up City Hall and close the loopholes that allow lobbyists and special interests to control city government decision-making." And that statement was issued by Dr. Willie Wilson, candidate for mayor of the city of Chicago. What are your thoughts regarding the ethics that elected officials should follow when it comes to city government? And are you concerned that the company that handles the parking contract with the city of Chicago is also a contributor to a campaign? Have you felt that parking violations are excessive? And does it appear that cars are being ticketed if they're 1 minute past the parking limit? Does it appear that fines for parking in restricted areas are excessive? Is there a cause for concern when specific businesses
are contributing to existing elected officials. Feel free to leave your comments on our on-air blog talk page, www.blogtalkradio.com/on-air-news. Have you seen good news happening, good deeds being done, perhaps accidents being averted by alert citizens who are reaching out to help others? We'd certainly love to hear those stories. Feel free to call in 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. And report your good news happening. There are more people doing good deeds than there are doing harmful deeds. But we'd like to hear their stories as well. And we invite you to share the good news that you see in and around where you live. The races around the nation are certainly intense, and for those who are looking at the race for Georgia, there are many who are seeing that this race, this runoff, will make a difference when it comes to who represents Georgia in the Senate. And there are a number of ongoing efforts by both the Republicans and Democrats to raise funds for their candidates. So certainly Reverend Raphael Warnock is running a tight race between himself and Republican Herschel Walker. And voters have been asked to get involved all across the country, supporting either one party or the other. Politics continues to be in the news. And here in Chicago, the race is heating up, and most definitely Mayor Lori Lightfoot is highlighting those women who may be seeking to support her candidacy, an upcoming event put on by Team Lightfoot is the annual Women's Spotlight event. It's a chance to celebrate the trailblazing women who will make this city work. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot states that this year's event is our most important spotlight event ever. With fewer than 90 days to go until Election Day in Chicago, there is much at stake. We've made so much progress, like revitalizing neglected communities and making historic investments in affordable housing, but we have more work to do. And voters are urged to please join Mayor Lightfoot at our fourth annual Women's Spotlight Lunch on Monday, December 12th, and help us continue the work of creating a stronger, more equitable Chicago. We have two fantastic special guests. Mary L. Trump, author of the best-selling memoir, Too Much and Never Enough, no relation to Donald Trump, and Jennifer Palmieri, former White House Communications Director and co-host of Showtime's The Circus. Please join Mary, Jen, and our mayor on Monday, December 12th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:15 p.m. as we come together to celebrate the women who make Chicago the greatest city in the world. And, of course, Look for more from the Women's Spotlight Luncheon, which will feature a conversation moderated by former White House Communications Director Jennifer Palmieri. The event co-chairs are First Lady Amy Eshleman and Laura and Brooke Ricketts. And this is an event that you can attend. For more information, go to TRACY@NewChicagoLLC.com. And this is an event. This is a promotion sponsored by Lightfoot for Chicago. So as the contestants for various offices, particularly those of mayors and those of city council representatives across our nation, there are also efforts to raise funds and to define who may contribute funds. And the hosting of events that bring together supporters. Social media is also in the news, and the New York Times reports this breaking news that hate speech on Twitter has jumped since Elon Musk took over, researchers found. And it stated that Kanye West was suspended last night. It's stated after posting a swastika. This was reported by the New York Times. The findings from the Center for Countering Digital Hate, the Anti-Defamation League, and other groups that study online platforms provide the most comprehensive picture to date of how conversations on Twitter have changed since Mr. Musk acquired the site. These changes are alarming, researchers said, adding that they had never seen such a sharp increase in hate speech, problematic content, and formerly banned accounts in such a short period on a mainstream social media platform. So with those who are concerned with hate speech on social media platforms, the question is always, who's making you read whatever it is you read that offends you? Who's making you turn to those sites? And who's making you listen to words you find offensive? Social media is just that. It connects people socially. If there are people there that you don't wish to socialize with, the question is, who's making you choose to keep being offended? If you think there's another way to address the issues with social media, we welcome you to leave your comments on our on-air daily news blog talk channel, www.blogtalkradio.com/on-air-daily-news. Feel free to leave your comments. And if you'd like to share your thoughts about a positive social media site that would be an ideal place for people to share their views without fear of insult or offense, feel free to call in at 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. There are more people saying kind words than there are people who are issuing insults. Which will you choose to pay attention to? Well, this holiday weekend at the holiday pop-up on the 9th, this in Chicago is an invitation to come and shop. vendors are preparing to serve those who desire to celebrate the holiday season with buying gifts for loved ones. The Black Mall and Bop Biz Center have partnered with Greater Chatham Initiative to bring local black vendors who will offer original art, gifts, clothing, and fun to our new pop-up store located at 737 East 79th Street in Chicago. This pop-up will be open and operating Thursdays through Saturdays each week from noon to 7 until the end of February. Come and enjoy a diverse array of rotating vendors, special events, workshops, and more this season. And this is another opportunity to meet vendors who are offering unique gifts and items that you can use for household, for fashion, and all of the other things that you desire to give as gifts. Again, that is 737 East 79th Street in Chicago. That is in the Chatham community, which is on the south side of Chicago. And you have an opportunity to learn more about the vendors at theblackmall.com. Again, go to theblackmall.com for more information and more introduction to vendors who are growing their businesses and expanding and using various means to reach the clientele. Are we able to change the atmosphere during this holiday season? Well, certainly people have a chance to do some good deeds, and they may even decide to assist those who are physically in need. Versity Blood Center of Illinois is asking for donations, and if you're a type O, your blood is in high demand. Go to Versity Blood Center of Illinois, and you can phone 800-786-4483. That's 800-786-4483 if you are in and around the Illinois city of Aurora and would like to donate blood. You'll get a $20 e-gift card when you schedule and donate by the 9th of December. That's all for now. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. We'll see you again on Monday. Enjoy your week.